USA Radio News.
Florence has weakened to a tropical depression, but that merely means wind speeds have backed off.
At the end of the day, there is still more rain on the way.
Meteorologist Allison Chinchar says some areas that haven't had much rain are starting to see heavy bands of precipitation.
And that's going to be the central portion of North Carolina, which is why we've really started to see those flash flood warnings really expand in that portion. In fact, areas of Winston-Salem now under a flash flood warning.
More than 600,000 homes and businesses are still without power. This man in Wilmington, North Carolina.
I've been out and about, and the electrical problems, the electrical lines that are down because of the trees, it's awful. It's awful. It's going to be a long time.
Also, a tornado was spotted on the ground near Henderson, North Carolina. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You remember how on the Phil Harris Show, Frankie Remley always knew a guy that could get you a deal, that could hook you up? Guess what? I'm that guy right now, and I'm going to do that for you. You've heard me talk about for the last year how my sleep's improved dramatically with MyPillow. It really has changed my life. I want you to feel how great I feel. I'm hooking you up. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, you can get four pillows for about the price of a single MyPillow. How? Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, click on the four-pack special. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows like I sleep on every night, two go-anywhere pillows that are travel size. You can take them anywhere. 100% machine washable, dryable, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it. You don't like it, return it. Why buy just one when you can get the four-pack special? Use my discount code USA. Go to 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA and do it now.
President Trump accuses Democrats of inflating the death toll from Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico to make him look bad. On CNN, New York congressional candidate Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says her grandfather was among those who died in the aftermath of the storm.
There was so little response, so little connection. You don't know whether a hospital lost power. My grandfather was in a medical facility and he had passed away in the middle of the night. The people who pass away in these storms are the most vulnerable.
Paul Manafort accepted a plea deal that requires his cooperation with Robert Mueller and his special counsel investigators. House Intelligence Committee Democrat Adam Schiff from California on NBC's Meet the Press.
This sends a message to anyone who is in Bob Mueller's crosshairs right now. You better get to the special counsel and make your deal down, because anyone who gets indicted by Bob Mueller goes down.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Former Watergate journalist and author Bob Woodward took to the Sunday talk shows to promote his new book, Fear, about the Trump White House. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
Woodward tells CNN's Fareed Zakaria's GPS show that he has recordings with nearly everyone he interviewed for his book.
With people who were participants, and the agreement with the sources was, I'm not going to name you, but I'm going to use this information if I can verify it. And so I was able to do that.
Woodward said that in his 2 years of investigating for his book, Fear, he found no evidence of collusion or espionage between Trump and Russia. Woodward said he looked for it hard and yet turned up nothing. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
As millions of people remain without power from Florence in the Carolinas, a number of safety warnings have been issued. John Clemens reports.
At this stage, Florence is more about water than wind, as the storm's catastrophic flooding from the heavy rains remain one of the biggest threats. The slow pace of the storm through the region could mean another 1.5 feet by the end of the weekend. Carbon monoxide poisoning is one of the concerns, with safety experts warning to only use a portable generator outdoors in a dry area at least 20 feet away from the doors, windows, or air vents. When using a generator, use a battery-powered or battery backup CO detector inside. I'm John Clemens.